Hello out there, all of you post-holiday weight gain devotees. Or maybe that's just me. Your radio dials and switches are dialed in and switched on to 95.7 FM, and you're listening to Low Power Community Radio from Davis, California. We call ourselves KDRT, and I call this show a constant grin. It's 30 minutes of dreamy, quiet, loud, and home-recorded indie rock and roll that is humbly curated from my living room and then put on public display every Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. People-pleasing podcasts and playlists of each show can be located on our website, kdrt.org. And I'm going to begin the program this week with a pop song. This one is by Oranger. It's called Egg Tooth.
Shell, you do it well. Yeah, you do it well. Have a face. see. I have no shape, these scribblings that surround me. Secure the heads, though the frame shrinks by the day. Sat on stone steps on the harbor, not fully grown.
You're tuned in to A Constant Grin on Low Power Community Radio in Davis, California. This is K-Dirt at 95.7 FM. The song I just played for you was by Worthington. It was titled Winter Rules. They're an obscure 90s-era band from Portland, Oregon, who I discovered in the early days of the internet, or at least my early days of the internet, and helped to kickstart my love of obscure music. That one is from their only album, He Was Not a Micromanager, released all the way back in 1998, and it's still one of my favorites. Before that, I played Flotation Toy Warning, and their song is Season Underground. They're a space rock chamber pop style band from London, and another personal favorite of mine. You can find that song on their 2017 release, The Machine That Made Us. It gets my Golden Grin seal of approval. And I began the set with Oranger playing their song Egg Tooth. They're a San Francisco psych pop band. I got that one from their album Doorway to Norway, which also released all the way back in 1998. But they actually have some new music. They're still around. And speaking of the music, we're going to return to that now, already in progress, with a song by Y. This one's called Fatalist Palmistry.
I sleep on my back cause it's good for the spine and coffin rehearsal. I know a psychic who reads her own palms and her findings are personal. She keeps her fist shut tight and she sleeps on her side. Well, maybe she knows something I don't know. But I am still alive and love and wide-eyed in my time. Not a mummy shrinking in its claws. Your cat clawed out my eyes while I was distracted by your smile. And now my sockets sit like empty catchers midway. Cause your net worth ought to be less cream in your best dream. But God put a song on my palm that you can't read. I'm lucky to be under this same sky that held the exhale from your first breath like a ring on a pillow clouds. By you my tongue may stutter, but my gift heart screams clear and swells to burst between the rat lengths of its blood-ribbon cell. And I am still alive and love and wide-eyed in my time. Not a mummy. Say your name, our tongues catch flame. And you wonder why we ain't got nothing to say. Counting blessings cause your net worth ought to be less cream in your best dreams. But God put a song on my palm that you can't read. I'll be embalmed with it long before you'll see.
We'll be right back.
This is K-Dirt from Davis, California, 95.7 FM, low-power community radio. This show is titled A Constant Grin. The track you just heard was by Hospital Ships. It was called Old Skin. The name is a moniker for singer-songwriter Jordan Geiger, previously of the band Minus Story. That one is off his Hospital Ships release from 2011, which was called Lonely Twin. Prior to that, I played Aspera with their song Dig Yourself to Sleep. They were a psychedelic band from Philadelphia during, I believe, the late 90s, early 2000s. That one is actually from an EP released after the band had gone their separate ways. It was titled Back When Love and came out in 2007. And I began the whole thing with a track by Y. That song was called Fatalist Palmistry. They're a longtime Berkeley-based alternative hip-hop and indie rock band. You can find that song on their 2008 album Alopecia. So because this is only a 30-minute show, I'm going to wave goodbye to all of you now. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to leave you with one more song by the American Analog Set. They were a droning post-rock meets a little bit of pop band from Austin, Texas, again during the late 90s and early 2000s. Apparently it's a theme. But they reformed a couple years ago, and this one is from their 2023 album titled For Forever. So it's kind of new. This one is by the American Analog Set. It's called The Quiet Dark. Why the name they use it?